We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Heat Beat postgame show. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas. And with me today, the coach, Saucy Takes. What's up, Lou?
What is up, man? What is up, people?
Chat's asking for Alf. I'm gonna message Alf. I'm going to be like, Alf, chat wants you to come for a second. They need you. I sent it out. The text is out, chat. Whether Alphonse Sidney, Heat Twitter president, comes out or not, that's in his hands. Lou, you see anything good on TV tonight? Did you watch the Love is Blind reunion? Chat, did you watch the Love is Blind reunion? Who's checking out Love is Blind? Because I didn't watch anything good on TV tonight except for the Love is Blind reunion. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern. I believe it's still going on. I can't wait to do this show. Anybody? Anything good on? No good. No bueno. Lou, Miami loses to Denver 88-100. Once again, they defend Denver as well as anyone can hope to. And they fall short. Their offense looks like feces. It looks like feces on the wall. Look like just smeared all over. Reggie Jackson sticks the fucking stake in you. Really just... You know what I mean? Just the knife turns and everything. You know, personal 7-0 run, whatever the fuck that was. Lou, they can't get it done against good teams. And it's getting to the point that I'm officially really concerned.
I don't fucking know. it's just so difficult. The offense is so difficult, especially against Denver, because Denver just, you know, they're like, we're not going to let you get to the rim, and you're not going to shoot threes. And if you do shoot threes, they're going to be contested or late shot clock or, like, forced. And that Miami is a – say what we want to say. We are a team that lives and dies by the jump shot.
There's no debate, Lou.
Yeah. And we died by the jumper today. That happened. Yep, that sure happened. When you make 5 3-pointers in 2024, one of them coming from a guy who they legitimately were like, please shoot it, and he made it. Congrats, Bam. He's the only guy who would not get any slander today, at least from me.
Bam? No way. He hit a three. He hit a three that wasn't like a late shot clock heave. He meant to take it.
But besides him, you name it. Him and actually, you know what? Thomas Bryant too. He gets a pass today.
Nah. They got cooked for me. Thomas Bryant and Patty Mills minutes. What the fuck was Spo thinking to open the fourth quarter with Thomas Bryant and Patty Mills, bro?
What's crazy is he was neutral for the game.
Highsmith? Did Highsmith play in the second half?
Look, We're not going to get on Spo because of rotation.
I'm going to get on Spo.
That poor man.
No, today sucked.
Straight offense. And we got 88 points, G.
Today sucked. Today sucked. What are you gaining playing fucking Patty Mills and Thomas Bryant together if they're not going to score? Listen, chat saying Jimmy looked like an NPC. I'm going to get to him in a second. That motherfucker, you're not sliding today. But Lou, just come on, bro. No Highsmith. I think Thomas Bryant played two fewer minutes than Nico Jovic. What?
Yeah, that the Jovic not playing enough, I agree with. But I don't think Bryant was the reason they lost today.
No, it's just like just all of it, bro.
I think Mike Malone might have Spoelstra figured out.
Mikey Malone.
My apologies, Mikey. Mikey Malone. I think he has him figured out, man. He's just realized that as long as you don't, as long as you don't commit fouls against Miami and you let their offense just be straight dog water, you live with the results. And the only time that he made this a competitive game was for a stretch in that second quarter, that last stretch in the second, early third. That's when they were kind of doing their thing. And a lot of it was
the third quarter. They fought the third quarter. They I think
they started good. And then it just progressively Jamal Murray.
Nah, but I think they outscored Denver the third quarter.
Yeah, but they were up by like five.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, 5-point lead.
And then I'm saying like that. And
they
then
won, that's started, so they won the second and the third quarter.
Yeah, the two quarters.
They scored 17 in the fourth. They scored 17 American points.
American points.
American points. That's what they scored. My hair's a mess today, bro.
They fucking sucked, G, in that fourth quarter.
Bro.
So much. We, like, so, like, no plan. It's what it looks like. Like, the plan is to dribble, and then with 8 seconds, it's like, we have 8 seconds. We should probably start doing something. By the time that happens, Caleb Martin has the ball. 30 feet from the basket with 2 seconds left, and he doesn't know what the fuck to do because Caleb Martin shouldn't have the ball with 2 seconds, 30 feet from the basket with the guy.
They do that shit to Duncan all the time, too.
They're like, Duncan, please get this for us. Jimmy, Hawkeye, it's like just so much. Like the team, they need Tyler back, man. Say what the fuck you want to say about Tyler being inefficient. Tyler being inefficient is more efficient than Tyler not being in the fucking game. So, we need Tyler Hero, guys. Like, this team fucking, sometimes it's dreadful to watch the offense, especially without Duncan in. It feels like they're moving in molasses all the time. I don't know. If Jimmy's not getting, you know, if Jimmy's not in takeover mode, the team has, they don't have much, to be honest.
They don't have much, and listen, I said on the timeline, I was like, Jimmy was a no-show in the second half. Chat's like, my audience is like, bro, the whole game, he was at least okay in that second quarter when they made that run. I think he had one basket the second half, which was that little putback off the Bam miss. He might have had another basket. I don't remember, but it's like,
yeah, he had a turnaround midi in the third, but
late on rotations, just consistently. And they got lucky because Denver missed some of the ones. I thought Denver got some good looks out in the corner off the second swing. Absolutely blew it. I think Denver played a playoff rotation today. What I mean by that is they played Gordon at the five as a backup five. And that's really when the game really, really slipped away then because they were close. That lineup without Jokic and Miami just couldn't get the fucking ball in the basket. Part of that was Patty Mills and Thomas Bryant. But also, I think Gordon makes them way more versatile to guard Miami. He can switch. Sure. He bothers Jimmy. I thought on the short roll, he was phenomenal for them. Short roll pass. If they got another big, they short roll. He cuts baseline. He was active. They survived on the glass because Miami's not going to bother
him. Time out, G. So when I said I like Aaron Gordon, I got flamed. You're giving this man props?
Yeah, he's good.
he's fucking incredible, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. I don't think he's bad.
No, I'm just saying I got flamed.
Did I?
When I gave the man credit, but now you give
him
credit.
When did you do that?
Last time he fucking killed us, literally about 2 weeks ago.
My brain's mush. You're right.
No, I'm fucking with you.
I did do that. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Why did I do that to you?
It's because we lost, man. The passion.
Why did I do? Damn, I'm sorry.
Gordon is incredible.
Dog, it's I'm tough. Sorry, bro.
No, man, it's okay. I try to not be biased, man. Their team is really good. We don't match up, especially like G said. We get flattened out so incredibly hard when they go without Jokic on the floor that it's concern. Like, we have two concerns. When Jokic is on the floor, it's we can't stop their offense. When Jokic is off the floor, is we can't score with our offense.
That's not the case, though. I think they stopped their offense.
Yeah, but not to the you know what the thing is.
Sorry, they scored 100 points today, and they gave up with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is, G. You know what's one thing I noticed today? 7 points against Denver feels like 17. Holy shit, is 7 points insert fucking mountable against this Denver team?
It's so bad. Bro, 4 points felt like, can they get two baskets in a row? Can they get a stop?
Can they get two baskets and a stop?
And for a while, that answer was no.
It was.
Getting
up
five was crazy, because if Denver has a 5-point lead, I'm like, man, that's so hard. We had a 5-point
we're
lead.
So apart.
And I'm like, oh God, we're hanging on by a fucking thread, bro.
When we're up five, it feels like they're literally one possession away.
Dude.
And when we're down five, it's like, guys, we need these 6 minutes to be perfect to make this up.
They'd get like a 5-point play, a 5-point possession. I swear. That's what it feels like. They left Porter open way more than I would have liked, and he missed a lot of those. Probably he missed more of the really wide open looks than anything.
Yeah.
But some of it was Bam. Right, Bam, like, they're just over help. I was like, come on, bro. Like, I don't
a
know,
lot
man.
Of it was Hawkes too. Not being disciplined, being not one pass away.
Yeah. And like, Denver just eats space. And I think when Jokic is in the game, he just really takes up a lot of space, makes it tough for Miami to really work angles and get to where they want to get. Gordon, we just talked about the switching. Their offense just doesn't look any – I thought they looked good in transition, but I think it's dangerous when you try to get in a transition match with Denver.
Yeah. No, for – like, this was the best game. This was probably the best – anybody has played against Nikola Jokic all season.
He almost had
it's that. Up there.
That's so, but they defended him well.
They defended him. Bam was sensational on that end. Like, we can talk. Yeah, Bam was incredible today defensively, but it just wasn't enough. And it sucks.
Schmeathan says my shirt looks like it was brought to you by the BP oil spill. It's a cool pattern, and it's my Super Smash Brothers Melee sweater. So, you know, don't hate. This is like my favorite sweatshirt. How dare you guys? Chat wants Alf. Alf's not coming. He said baby's asleep, not happening. Sorry, guys. So I tried. I tried. I reached out to him. Alf doesn't even want to show up for this team.
Why did people say Dion Waiters teams, man? Y'all don't remember the Dion Waiters teams.
What do they want?
They said that this team is worse than the Dion Waiters teams. At least they were fun. I
gotta be honest with you, Lou. Those Dion Waiters teams, they put up a fight against
the first year, and then shit got old quick.
Bro, the Heat have, I don't know, bro. I've been covering this team for 11 years, and I feel like a lot of the Heat teams just like, they all feel like they run their course, and like, I just get so sick of all of them by the end. And the fan base is always so, I don't know if that's a normal thing or not, bro, because it's like those Justice teams, we all got sick of them by the end. The JJ, Dion, we were so fucking tired of them by the end. The Big Three, everybody was tired at the end. You know, this run now, everyone's tired at the end. The only team that didn't overstay their welcome was like the Luol Deng, D Wade, Bosch team. And we all wish that one stayed together longer.
Yeah, man. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener, huh?
I mean, they'll be fine. They're just, you know, you just don't, you play up to the big game and you play, you know, my dad has a saying, you know, te falta los 10 centavos para completar el dólar. Like, you're missing the 10 cents to complete the dollar. And they just always are fucking missing the 10 cents, bro. Where's my dime? Where?
At the gym, Lou, G. At the gym.
I'm just sick of them, bro. I'm just sick of them. I had a good day today, and I'm just fucking sick of them.
It's tough, man. It's tough because I still do believe in this team. I do think they're the way matchups are, like, I do think they can make a run in the East. I don't know if they can beat any Denver team. I mean,
Chad says we're dropping one of the two Pistons games. Absolutely. Is there a doubt, bro? Is there any doubt? 100%. What is this two games? It's a fucking loss.
We went from being 0.5 games outside of the four seed to being three games outside
down
of the four
seed.
Lost
four straight after that point. As Alf tweeted, unserious team. They might lose both games to Detroit. Let's keep it a stack.
Despicable.
I'm just like, I'm watching that game and I get so impressed with them. I'm like, man, look at that. They really fought back. They fought. They grit. I thought the lineups, I mean, like, Highsmith was incredible that second quarter. They didn't put him back. And again, I understand that they favored offense. So they're like, fuck it, Patty Mills, we ball. Didn't work out. I think they thought they were getting OKC Thunder game, Patty Mills. But you put these guys that are supposed to be offense first, you don't get any offense out of them. You're getting crushed. You let the other team get back in the lead. And then you just can't crawl back. You just can't get back in the game. And it's like frustrating to watch that because it's just such an eerie tale that happens every time. And I'm sick of it, bro.
G, I got a question for you. What do you think needs to be done with this current construction for them
like tactically?
Yes.
I think for sure, like, playing faster. I think that's like the only way to juice their offense. I think they got to play faster. And I think, unfortunately, like, you just got to, like, cut the rotation. Like, I just don't think that, like, Patty and, like, again, like, I get why TB's playing.
Patty wouldn't be playing if Tyler was.
You got to play TB. I get it. I just wanted to play Patty. I would just fucking play Highsmith. I would focus. I would lean in more on your defense.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And or DeLon. Or DeLon. I would just lean in more on your defense, and I try to play faster. Because I just think that that's like the only way they could really get looks. Now, I don't think Rozier is like that guy to do it, but you just got to fucking, this is all you got. And that's the only tactical thing other than like Jimmy being a more aggressive playmaker and scorer, which is not going to happen until the playoffs. You just got to run, bro. If you run, you get shooters in rhythm and you score. They balance too many lineups where it's like, I don't have enough shooting. Or I don't have enough defense. And they're always in that like predicament, except when they play like Caleb, Jimmy, Bam, Duncan, and then like, you know, Kevin or something or whatever, Jaime. Like those are like the more optimal lineups for them, but they can't play that the whole game.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Do you agree with me?
I don't disagree. I just think the toughest thing to get a gauge on is that we are now, what is this, 30? What are they, 35 and 30? Am I wrong?
For that?
Yeah, 35 and 30. So we are 65 games into the season. We have 17 games left. And for me, the toughest thing is, like you said, we still don't know the rotation. There is less than a quarter of the NBA season left. There is about a fifth of the NBA season left. And we do not know what the fuck the rotation is going to look like. It should be fucking frightening.
I think we know for the playoffs.
You do? What would you say? Because I don't think Jovic starting every game is something that I expect
in
the playoffs.
Deep in the, like, there's two playoffs. There's like the early playoffs and then there's, it'll be by matchup too, right? Like, I think like against Boston, Jovic might play more. And I think against like Milwaukee, Jovic might play more, but maybe against like New York, I could see him not playing as much, or, you know, kind of a team that's a little smaller. I could see him later and deeper into a Boston series not playing as much. I think for sure, like, the locks are going to be like Caleb, Jimmy, Bam, Duncan, which shout out to Duncan for getting there at this point.
Yeah.
Rozier, you know,
Tyler, if he's healthy,
right? Like those are kind of the usual suspects for them. But yeah, like, I don't think DeLon's going to play. You know, I don't think Patty's going to play. I don't think Thomas Bryant's going to play. Like, I think, you know, Rozier, Tyler, Jimmy, Bam, Jaquez, Caleb, Kevin, Duncan.
How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And you then didn't say Jovic?
Yeah, I did not include Jovic. But then you have Jovic could be 9, and then like Highsmith can be 10. And like that's like a 10-man playoff rotation that I think is like
How many minutes has that rotation played together?
I don't think Highsmith is gonna play a lot. He might play like in the Boston series.
No, I'm talking about like series. Particularly like Tyler, even Tyler Jovic.
Because it's a Tyler ingredient to it. Like Tyler hasn't been healthy at the same time Rozier's been like here, you know, for the most part.
And Jovic hasn't been like when Tyler hasn't like it's just that's what I'm getting, Edgy. We have 17 games left, and we have not seen the final iteration.
That's like, Patty has to play. No, he doesn't, bro. Patty doesn't have to fucking play. I got to be honest with you. If Josh was healthy, Josh plays over Patty. Like, no question.
Yeah. Josh plays over Patty.
Josh is just a better player than Patty. I'm sorry.
I don't think Patty's bad.
I don't think Patty's bad either. I just think he's like not.
I think Patty can win you a playoff game.
No, he can't.
I do. I think he can do enough to help you win a playoff game. I don't want to say solely win you a playoff game because that's a lot of pressure.
I was like, that's not.
That's not. What I mean is he can
reckless
do,
partner.
No. I'm talking like he can come in, you know, 5-6 minutes, get you about 8 points.
He can help you turn a playoff quarter.
Yes, he can win you a playoff quarter. There you go. That makes more sense. Which in turn could help you win the game.
He might do that. Yeah, he might.
But the thing is,
I don't want to see chat lament fucking buyout guys like Gallinari. We're not doing that.
Look,
they got what they got. I'm not fucking complaining about buyout guy they didn't get.
Gallo would have been cool, but
chat's like, we signed DeLon for no reason. That's a DeLon problem.
It's crazy. It's crazy that they did sign him and then they automatically toss him to the side once they sign Patty Mills. Especially in a matchup against Denver. Like, or the previous two.
Lou, I am, at least last year, they were able to kind of get big games. They won big games. You saw it out of them. I haven't seen it. Their best wins are like against the Kings, who are now the seventh seed in the West.
I don't see why not beating good teams in the regular season sometimes. Like,
they've done it one time. They've only done it once.
Gee, last year they fucking sucked.
Yeah, but they at least like beat some of these teams and they're like, they showed you like, yeah, motherfucker, we got this shit.
No. They showed that shit in the playoffs.
Nah, they showed it in the regular
against Milwaukee. They showed the fuck up and they showed the fuck out. Yeah, they
now,
beat Boston beats Boston. Like, come on, man.
Now they're just getting their ass kicked by anybody that's good. And you know what's funny? The Heat are in this shitty situation where they're a low seed that gets every fucking team's best. You know what I mean? They're treated like they're the fucking one seed that teams are like playing them hard as fuck. Denver's in a playoff rotation because it's like obviously like teams respect them, but like they're not that good and they're like fucking fighting for their lives as the eight seed.
I don't know. They beat Milwaukee like
they barely one game against Milwaukee.
That's it.
They beat Milwaukee. They beat New Orleans, which is a good team. Like
New Orleans is an okay team.
New Orleans underrated. They played good against OKC. Yes, they lost, but they played good against OKC. Not once, but twice. Like the team, I don't see the issue with the regular season record against good teams. I don't give a fuck about that. You don't see that?
Because the
year we got swept by Milwaukee, we split with them. Like it's not relevant to me. Last year we lost against Boston in the season series.
That's just a fake season. I'm not saying that they gotta like win the regular season series, bro, but you gotta like they have only beaten one good team. Like, I guess two, but Cleveland was struggling when they beat Cleveland on the road, but like they have like two wins. Chad's like saying stop whining. I don't know, man. So a lot of talking back last show. Now I'm back to hell.
I just think you're being overcritical. Like the team is, it's not about the, sometimes we care so much about the result, but it's not what, like during the process of the game, what's going down. Like, yes, they've lost a lot of close games to a lot of very good teams. Cool. They're close games with certain players injured. Like that shit in the playoffs can swing in either direction.
Chat says I sound like Ethan. That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me. I love Ethan. It's my guy.
I don't know, man. I just think you're being hyper critical of like this, the cherry pick stat versus top 10 teams. When
that's not a cherry pick stat. I'll draw the line there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Relevant. It's relevant. Like
it's relevant, but it's not the end all be all. I don't know. I'm not letting go of the rope. Like today for three quarters, we were beating Denver. Say what you want to say.
Ooh.
I hate this, man.
What are you, Rohan?
No.
We won three. We won two quarters.
I don't give a shit about that. But like, no, realistically, like they were in the game. They were in the game both times they played Denver.
They were till Spo through by playing Patty Mills and Thomas Bryant together.
It wasn't on Spo, man. Jimmy needs to step the fuck up.
Jimmy needs to also step up. Bro, let's get into him and then we gotta get out of here. Fucking five pack of ass, bro. Just five. Just cowardly, dude.
I don't know. No passion today from Jimmy. It's kind of what it felt like.
No passion. That crowd sucked today, by the way. The home crowd. Awful.
Yeah, I don't think we beat Denver at home in fucking years.
The home crowd was just bad, bro. You guys got to bring it. You guys got to show a little fucking life. Show like you give a fuck. And we're fucked because next week there's Ultra. That crowd's going to be bad. No one's going to go. They need like
That's a not true. I'll be there Friday.
Lou's gonna go Friday. Lou's gonna bring it. I will be at Ultra on Friday.
Guess G's not going to bring it. Talking about the Ultra crowd?
I am not going to bring it. I have the day off. I'm going to Ultra that Friday. I've never been to Ultra. Carliana, you want Ultra tickets? I'm selling Friday. I'm selling Saturday and Sunday, but I'm going Friday. I can't do 3 days of Ultra. I've never done Ultra. I don't want to do 3 days of Ultra. That sounds like a lot. It sounds like more exhausting than watching the Heat play offense. Chat says, give the crowd a reason to make some noise. I don't disagree, but they were up in that game, and that place was not very loud.
It wasn't very loud. Maybe ESPN just died down the entire volume. It just didn't look as passionate as it should have been.
The vibes were off. The vibes were off, and I don't like that, especially for a finals rematch. I mean, they got their ass kicked, man.
Yeah. Yeah. They specifically in that fourth quarter, again, a recurring theme, but what it is.
They're tired. Chat says, I'm tired too. You don't see me yawning during this post game show. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm fighting for my life. I have two jobs and I'm going back to school. I'm at my wit's end. I'm at a breaking point. And Pablo's off today, so I got to produce. What is that?
No, the sign doesn't work, man.
The beam's not.
I want to thank the Heat though for saving my FPL bill. That hasn't been on in like a week and a half,
bro.
Despicable Miami
lost four straight. Chat says we need to sage again. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
G doesn't believe in this team. G's been out on this team since Kyle Lowry got traded.
Before that. Chat says they want me to sage. I will tell you this.
Sage Jimmy.
I'm going to give you guys a little insider information. My energy lady a week ago got back from her trip to Japan. She went to Japan to go do energy lady stuff. And when she, upon arrival, she texted me and she says, "Hey, I got you something." And I go, "You didn't have to. What'd you get me?" She goes, "I went to a forest in Kyoto to a temple, and a priestess gave me this holy thing to like burn." She gave me the name of it. I forgot what it's called. And it comes from like a high ranking priestess in a Kyoto forest. And I got it for you. And it's supposed to dispel any evil, any demons, any bad vibes. And she's like, "I got it for you." It's like, whenever you need it, you come get it. I got it for you in my trunk. So the energy lady. Like children, she has like a big trunk,
guys,
box.
I just want you to understand like how chest. Sus this all sounds.
Like a chest.
That, smoke that shit.
Yeah, no, like
I got it for you.
Light it, and then blessed by a priestess in Kyoto, a high ranking priestess.
Fixes the demons. We're talking about weed here, G.
Chat saying we're so back. I'm saving that for do or die. That's do or die. You know what I mean? We're not there. We're in the regular season.
Yeah.
We're
doing that after we lose the play-in game.
Yeah, if they lose a play-in game, I may need to go out. It depends. Only this is a Miami playoff.
Versus Chicago back-to-back years is despicable.
No, don't even joke. Who's the 10th seed right now?
It's Chicago.
Is Chicago the 10th seed? Damn, bro. Well, and they don't even have Zach LaVine.
It's worse. They got Kobe White.
Atlanta's the 10th seed. Oh God, Atlanta's 10. And Chicago's 9. We're going to do the reverse.
Yeah, we're going to get Indy first or Philly. We might just get Kyle.
The Kyle, Jimmy, Miami back, the run.
Agendas.
The agendas. Yeah, man. So just another day, another disappointing Heat loss. Lou has faith in them. I don't. I'm sad.
I'm holding on, boys.
Drizzle says these games are more embarrassing to watch than G's drunk salsa. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. At least my drunk salsa went places. The Heat aren't going places right now. And that's really all we have. Well, Frankie and Bon gotcha on Friday for Heat Pistons. I know you guys are lighting up for that one. Hopefully that's a get right win for them. I am off the rest of the week. I got yoga tomorrow, and I'm doing stuff on Friday. So Chad, chat, enjoy the musical silence of Bon and Frankie on Friday for Heat Pistons. And I don't know what else to tell you. You know, we'll get through this together. We will get through this together. I hope you guys love, what is it? Love is Blind, Love Island. What is it called?
I think it's Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Are you not familiar with the game of Love is Blind? I don't even know what it is. I just see everybody talking about it.
You know, it's people. They're on a reality TV show. They don't see each other. That's why Love is Blind.
They don't see each other.
For a while. And then once they have to like propose without seeing each other. And then they have to see each other. And then hopefully they like each other. And then they go out to like this like place or something. A hotel
this
room
is,
of
this,
sorts.
This is the denigration of society right there. And, that and dating apps.
And then after they realize that they don't like each other, they have to stick there for the TV. It's incredible drama, G.
Wow. Tyler Tuesday says, we have a love-hate relationship with this team. I don't know if you're trying to make a love pun or whatever. But chat, love you guys. We'll rock with you Friday. Thank you for joining us. And yeah, man, hopefully we'll get through this together.